Welcome. I want to thank you all for your patience. They have a new person handling the room reservations here, and apparently something fell through the cracks. But we managed to get in anyway. I know many of you were hoping that the meeting would have to be canceled so we could enjoy the sunshine. I certainly would like to enjoy the sunshine. Okay. I'm calling the meeting to order, and I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll. And I just want to point out that if anybody's come to speak in public comments, the sign-up sheet is on the table way in the back, Craig?
Yes.
Yeah, the table back there. And I would like to thank the person who deposited candy at the chair's seat. Yes, I'm going to share. Thank you, Lewis. There you go. Pass it around.
Okay, away we go. With the attendance, Agamir.
Sharam sent me an email requesting that you
do. Agamir is not here. Bernstein?
Not here.
Bernstein is not here. Drake?
Not here, she's working.
Drake is not here. Fest?
Here.
Fest is here. Futron?
Here.
Futron is here. Gans?
Here.
Gans is here. Goldmacher?
He's working.
Goldmacher is not here. Con Hallinan?
Here.
Con Hallinan is here. Matthew Hallinan?
Here.
Matthew Hallinan is here. Johnson.
Here.
Johnson is here. Coburn.
Here.
Coburn is here. Kurzweil.
Here.
Kurzweil is here. Knorr.
Here.
Knorr is here. Pritchett.
She requested to be excused.
Okay. Pritchett is not here. Privis.
Here.
Privis is here. Rosenberg.
Here.
Rosenberg is here. Russell.
She's out of town.
Russell is not here. Sawyer.
Here.
Sawyer is here. Siegel. Siegel is ill. Sterling.
Here.
Sterling is here. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Aki Tanaka is here. Kate Tanaka. Okay, Kate Tanaka is not here. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Turner is present. Wilkinson.
Here.
Wilkinson is here. Withers.
Here.
Withers is here. So that's 17 and a quorum.
Okay. Okay, so the chair will entertain a motion to excuse Agamir, Bernstein, Drake, Goldmacher, Pritchett, Russell, Siegel, and Kate Tanaka. Thank you. Is there a second? All right. Is there any discussion? Thank you. Is there any opposition to this motion? Thank you. So moved. Now I have to look at my agenda, don't I? My brain is not working. Okay, so now we're ready to approve the agenda. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Additions? Anyone want to add anything to the agenda? Yes? Tracy? There should be a switch.
Why are we all of a sudden doing committee reports at the end of the meeting?
Well, it was felt that I suggested that because I thought that the treasurer's report and the new business might take some considerable amount of time, and was hoping that we could get through those items before we had the committee reports. All right, Andrea Turner has moved that we adopt the agenda as proposed. Are there any objections?
Excuse
Okay. Thank you. So moved. So now we are ready to move on to public comments. Do we have any public comments? Oh, I'm sorry. Minutes. I went too fast. Minutes. So you all received the minutes by email. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Okay, Barbara has requested.
In the section on the treasurer's report, the second paragraph, I'll tell you one correction right now. Craig had recorded in the sort of the second sentence, in the last 6 months, it was actually 16 months. And there are a few other little word things there that need to be changed. And we, one of the handouts I have today has a correction for that whole paragraph. I'll just give it to you in writing then. It doesn't change anything. It just clarifies it a little bit. And
which paragraph?
The second paragraph of the treasurer's report, change 6 months to 16. The treasurer's report is on the second page, right here, right there. So that's, and I'll just alert you that.
Perhaps you should read it.
Read it? All right. Hold on. I got it right here. One of the handouts I've got here has got a few little miscellaneous things in it. And one of them is the slight rewording of this paragraph.
This whole paragraph, business manager.
Yeah, it doesn't change much. Let me just read it. Business manager Maria Negrette reported that KPFA has short-term debts to Pacifica of $321,000, but Pacifica has long-term debts to KPFA of $1.4 million. In the last, and then strike 6 months and insert 16 months, KPFA owed about $700,000 for central services and billbacks, including $131,000 in legal bills. We paid Pacifica $172,000, and Pacifica received an additional, and Craig's notes said $681, but it's $681,000 in CPB and strike money, CPB and other monies. It was not just CPB money in that $681,000 and other monies intended for KPFA. Negrette calculated that an overpayment of $153,000 was, and then strike about four words, made to Pacifica and was unaccounted for. You're going to get this printed. I know you're making changes right now. Well, where an overpayment of $153,000 was, and then strike, still due KPFA from, and just it reads like this, an overpayment of $153,000 was made to Pacifica and was unaccounted for.
Thank you. Any other corrections to the minutes?
Sure.
Well, this is going to be distributed.
That's
okay.
It's not about the language, though.
Okay, go ahead. It's
what
all right.
What does it mean to say it was if the payment was made, what does it mean that it's unaccounted for? That we don't know where it came from.
We don't know what Pacifica did with it specifically. In other words, they didn't report to us how they distributed it or spent it.
But it's now, it says we're in the revised version,
the overpayment of $153,000 has been monies paid to Pacifica.
Okay,
but we haven't been given a full accounting of how that's been spent.
Could you substitute just that last, as opposed to saying unaccounted for, just your last sentence you just said would be perfect.
But we're reviewing.
Yeah, okay. That's what she said last time. Okay, are there any other corrections to the minutes? All right, the chair will accept a motion to adopt the minutes as corrected.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Do people, I see everybody reading very assiduously. Do people want more time to look at this before we vote on it? All right. Okay, so I'll just call for a vote, Tracy. All those in favor of adopting the minutes as corrected, please raise your hands.
What were you doing?
Voting to adopt the minutes as corrected.
Okay. Everybody's hands are up. Who's voting yes? Nine yes.
And those opposed?
I guess I would like to, I try to discharge the duties of the secretary as best I can, and since six people have voted no on this, I would just like to take a moment to ask what the basis of the no vote is. A minute shouldn't be controversial, so if there's something I can do that would avoid no votes in the future, I'm interested in hearing from those who voted no.
Anyone want to respond to Craig?
No, they explained.
Okay. Tracy?
I've made this point numerous times, but I'll make it one more time. The minutes are, in fact, a record of the actions taken at a meeting, and the minutes have consistently contained extraneous and undocumented opinionating that went on at the meeting, and this is frankly unnecessary in the minutes. In this case, we are repeating undocumented assertions by the KPFA business manager, and that's not minutes material. It exists on the audio archive, and that's fine. The minutes is a record of actions taken, period.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? All right, so the minutes, Sasha, pass Sasha a microphone, please.
Well, I'm not too sure exactly what is referred to, but I just saw the word, for instance, complained about Pacifica. I mean, that could regret reported that Pacifica was not providing blah, 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 would change it from opinion to a report of factual information. So, you know, fine, the word complained is an opinion, but, you know, it seems to me that you substitute one word and we still have hard information that was given to us by our business manager, as an example.
Okay. I really don't want to prolong this discussion, but I think that we should perhaps at some point have a conversation about what we think should be in the minutes and what should not be in the minutes. For myself personally, I really appreciate written reports. KFCF has started making written reports. Andrew has been submitting his reports in writing recently. I think that's a way to avoid any disagreement about the content of what was said by having written reports from people. And I hope that people who are charged regularly with making reports to this body will consider doing them in writing. And perhaps at some point we should have a discussion about what should be in the minutes. But since we started late today, and I'm sure everybody wants to get this meeting over with as soon as possible, let's not do it right now, okay? Okay, so now we're ready for public comment. If someone, are you it, Paula? Are you the only person? Okay, so Paula Urkelo wants to make a public comment. Please keep it brief.
Here you go.
Okay, this is the anniversary of my first meeting here a year ago today. And, right, and it was a nice spring, sunny day. At least it's better than last year when it was being boycotted. I felt unnecessarily, and I took offense to that. My motto is SOS, Save Our Station, and it still is, as a very concerned listener about what's been happening. And as I said in my first meeting, it's like the co-op stores with a central authority dictating from above and telling us all what to do and having wrested local control and wrested control from staff and showing a lot of disrespect to this board during this entire year, and including last month's meeting, in which there was this, what I call, obfuscating obstructionism, okay? When Margie had a motion, there was no need to confuse it. Just vote on the motion. The other person had a motion, fine. Present that on its own merits separately instead of wasting, you know, 20 minutes of time here. So the other thing is in regards to, you know, the opinionated minutes, the people working on the finances here have been sabotaged by Pacifica not giving them the information that's needed. And so if the word complaint is in there, there's a righteous reason for this complaint. And so anyway, you know, we're not each other's enemies. The real enemy is out there. And let's have some criticism, self-criticism at the end of the meeting, and how about like 2 10-minute breaks also? Okay.
Thank you, Paula. Okay. So now we're at the point where members of the LSB get to share announcements. Does anybody have an announcement? Go ahead, Frank.
I have a couple. I hope it doesn't take more than 2 minutes. I feel like I announced last meeting that I had a big production coming up, the IBAW Roundtable. I'll just say that I felt like that was a success. We had at least 100 viewers tune in to the video portion of the broadcast at one point, but we had a constant stream of about 30 continually watching. So I felt good about it, and I'm going to continue to do video broadcasts of any special event that I do. Another thing is Saturday the 14th, I believe, the apprenticeship program. Yep, Saturday the 14th, which is next Saturday, we'll be having a community open house in the KPFA back parking lot. So there'll be no parking next Saturday, anybody in the parking lot, which we'll do a 2-hour live broadcast from the parking lot and promoting community groups on the air. Bless you, Lewis. Also, we will have a parking lot full, hopefully, of other community groups that won't be on the air, but we'll be handing out leaflets and papers. And we got a cart running, asking the public to come on down to the parking lot. Of course, all you guys are invited to the parking lot open house. That's next Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon. And my last thing is, I know some of you heard that I have troubles with the law, and I have a trial coming up, and it's actually started in 2009, my case with the Antioch police, and it's now finally coming to the point where I've passed up all the offers, all the deals, and it's like a case of my winning or losing of my freedom or my jail. So that trial will start on April 16th. It's going to be at least a week, maybe two. Anybody that can attend in the crowd, I'm looking for like courtroom support. I have a paper here I'll pass out with information on where it's at. There's also a Facebook page. I wrote the Facebook page at the top. It's Frank Sterling Solidarity. And any courtroom support would be great. There's three times my lawyer feels would be best to be opening statements, my testimony, and closing arguments. So all that's on this paper I'm going to hand out. And if anybody could make it and be in the courtroom, that'd be great. It's 9 a.m. till 3:30, maybe 4 if it goes late. And it's a 1-week, maybe 2-week process. And I'll pass that out while you guys are continuing. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Laura.
We're planning special, or I guess I should say the next fund drive. We've pushed back a day because it was scheduled to start on May 1st. And as most of us probably know, that's going to be a big day of action for Occupy and immigrant rights. I don't think there's going to be any national programming, but it may be that KPFA has wall-to-wall programming on it that day. So the day after May 1st is the start of the next fund drive, and I think it goes to the 23rd or the 24th. And so we always need your help during fund drives.
Thank you, Laura. Other announcements? Okay. So moving on, we are at the point on the agenda of the IGM report. I hope that most of you saw the email. If not, Andrew is unable to be here today and submitted his report in writing to the board. If you didn't get it, it's on your email and you'll be able to read it there. I intend to ask Andrew at least about the Santa Cruz booster, because I have been contacted once again by my friend who lives in Santa Cruz, who says that she's still not able to get KPFA in downtown Santa Cruz, and we thought this problem was supposed to have been solved a long time ago. So I'm going to send him a message. I'll CC the board and ask what's going on with the booster, because he doesn't mention it in his report. I would suggest that if other people have questions, that they do the same. If anybody has a question here that they'd like to share with the board, we can hear it. Go ahead, Janet.
Actually, two questions. One is, I noticed that Sasha Futron attended one of the meetings, and I'm curious of the staff meetings, and I'm curious about our LSB listener members. They're open meetings?
They were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how it
would,
yes.
I didn't know that. Oh, okay. Then the other question has to, I don't know whether this would be for Andrew, or, but I'm curious about these minutes. Who gets to see them, or don't listeners get to see them, and how does that happen?
That's an interesting question, and she's talking about the minutes that were attached to Andrew's report that were minutes. At least, I'm not sure who took one set of the minutes, but the first minutes were apparently taken by Adrian Lauby.
I think both of them.
Oh, she did both? Okay. And the question is, who gets to see those minutes? And I have exactly the same question. It seems to me that because my attitude toward it is that because she names names and says what they said, or says what she thinks they said, that unless we have permission from those people, I don't think we should circulate them widely. Andrew sent them to us. I don't know where else they went. I know they were distributed among the staff at the station. But I would be concerned about people either feeling that they were misquoted, or feeling that they hadn't participated in a process that was, you know, where they were going to be quoted to the public. So I don't know. If I had attended the meeting, I'd have some concerns. So I don't know what other people think about it. Does anybody want to weigh in on that? Sasha.
Well, I just want to say that they're also an abbreviation of what was said. You know, if you read those aloud, it would not take you 2 hours. So they're very much abbreviated, you know, in terms of what people said. You know, since I didn't see them until this morning, I just really did a very fast skimming. They seem accurate as far as they go, but I certainly felt that I might have placed the emphasis a little bit differently if I were taking the minutes, but, you know, nothing germane. I just want to throw that in there for people to consider. It's an interesting question, and I think it's one that should be addressed to Andrew in part. This is a report of the general manager to the board. It's not, you know, the board's doing.
Okay. Anyone else on this question? All right. So I urge people to read Andrew's report, and if you have questions, direct them to him, and copy the board, if you will, since normally these questions would be asked in an open meeting. Thank you. At the point of the treasurer's report. So, Barbara.
Microphone.
Oh, I'm going to give her the microphone. She's getting it.
Madam Chair, is Maria coming?
No, no. Maria is not coming.
We didn't need Maria today. Yeah, she got the day off. Wait a minute. Well, let's start with this. There's enough for more than just, you know, as the views.
You guys have the treasurer's report on the other side?
Okay,
yes. You do?
Finance, yeah, the financial statement. Now, here's another.
The same one that was sent out. End of February, posted on the KKK website.
There are extra copies that can be placed on the, if someone would put the extra copies on the back table.
Are there two different? No, there's only one.
No, there's only one. There's one that says,
here's another
KPFA income statement for 5 months ending February 29th.
You got that.
And then there's another one that says details from Alameda County Tax Collector.
They've got it
on that side. Okay. And then.
No, Diane, you didn't pass those.
Okay.
And your miscellaneous
income.
Here's the last one.
Treasurer's report bits and pieces is coming, so you should have three documents.
Okay, everyone should have three documents. One is a one-page thing. It's got stuff on both sides. The other is three pages about the property taxes. And then the seven-page document that's the financial statement through February. Let's go to the one-page little bits and pieces first. A few minutes ago, you heard about the corrections in that paragraph of the minutes from the previous meeting. And this was an area where I remember Janet asked for something in writing to explain numbers that Maria had been talking about. It was right after this paragraph where we made the corrections. So Maria has added... I worked with her yesterday on this. I didn't make all these corrections without consulting her and without listening to the meeting again, our treasurer report part. And as far as Maria using the word, what was the word you were just talking about? Complaining. That was really Craig's description of what she said. She never used the word complain. She looked at it in the minutes and said, oh, dear, well, I guess I was complaining. But in any case, she's added this chart to give us a little more information from the last fiscal year and the first four, I heard that, the first four months of this fiscal year. And So when we get to the financial statement, I'll show you where these figures are anchored in, you know, which slots. But as you can see, it lists the amount of central services kind of in the middle there of that central services that were due that we needed to pay, and bill backs, which you'll all remember by now, are consist of mainly legal bills, but some other bills that are handled by the national office, which are either shared among all the stations or might be specifically for a station. And then the total of payments that were made in the last fiscal year. And then also on the far right are what we've named retained funds. And this is, you know, the CPB money that comes to the national office, a part of which is attributable to KPFA and is kept by the national office. We don't see it, but it is credited to us. In other words, it's credited against central services and other bills. And in the line that goes for this fiscal year through now, this is only through January, this chart that she made. And you'll look on the far right, there's $244,592 of retained funds so far this year. Part of that is CPB, I think one, let's see. I don't remember if the CPB money has actually come yet. But anyway, one thing that's in there is a $100,000 bequest, which matured, and the funds were collected by and held by Pacifica, but credited to KPFA because it was a bequest that was left to us. So that's one reason that that $244,000 item is so large, because we did get a $100,000 bequest. Not that we're going to be able to say where it's going to be spent, but it will be spent by the network. And then the little notes below that are kind of updating this chart, where in February the central services were over $78,000 and have been paid in full in March. The February central services, of course, were calculated against the money raised of called listener support during all that fundraising. Just yesterday, the national office requested and then received from KPFA $60,000 to pay other network expenses other than ours. Then in January, we also paid similarly over $48,000. At that time, we did know that it was going to pay WBA's AI's payroll. And of course, this is the kind of thing that is then credited to KPFA as having contributed to the National Office Network Fund. So that means that's another over $108,000 paid by and credited to KPFA. All right, the other side. Now, we've been having these ongoing discussions about what exactly is the website, internet accounts in our chart of accounts. What the heck are they paying for? And the last meeting, we distributed a sample of the kind of keeping track that the technical people are doing when things break down and what needs to be fixed. And there is further analysis underway, and Maria has worked with Roger. I think she's also consulted Michael Yoshida, but she's now trying to pin down a logical internal chart of accounts to help break down the expenses to better explain what it is that all gets rolled into these particular accounts that are very large. And really, these expenses are mostly those that depend on running the station. It's not just improving the website. But so that's all we have to report at this point, is that this is a problem we're still working on. And we will be able to, you know, give further analysis and explanation of what those expenses are soon. And as far as the development and fundraising premiums, we've done some more, Maria and I both have done some more research on what this is. And I'll just read you this paragraph. The total of unexpended allocation for premiums and related mailing costs, etc., cannot be explained solely by the number of yet-to-be-ordered premiums. Now, we've gotten this after talking to Phil Osageda, who said at first did tell us a little ways that premiums get delayed. You know, things have to be copies made and so on. But then has he worked further with Maria, they figured out that this amount of money that is not spent is way beyond the few premiums that have not been ordered or had not been at that point. And so in looking it over, it seems that the formulas that are used during budgeting that are drawn up by the financial analyst in the national office. Are probably driving these allocations to be larger than they ought to be. And this is something that Maria has pointed out previously, and just in a recent meeting with the CFO, business managers, and treasurers, she brought it up again. And she has volunteered to work with the financial analyst to improve these Excel formulas before the next set of templates that we're going to use for budgeting. So I think that the problem of unexpended funds there will be solved by fixing the formulas in the budget things. Now, there's a lot of expenses besides just the premiums that happen when those figures are put in there. It's the mailing and I forget, there's a number of line items we can look at when we get to that statement. Okay, now the cash in the bank as of Friday was $250,000. And this was after paying the $60,000 to the network expenses. And the accounts payable due at yesterday's date was $54,700. And that included a large health insurance bill. So anyway, that's the state of the bank. And it's the cash in the bank is unreconciled, of course, because the statement has not been received and dealt with yet for the previous month. Okay, now I don't know whether to go to the.
Let's maybe we should see if we will have questions or comments.
Okay.
I have.
All right.
I was going to ask about the $60,000. So that's you cleared that up. That is the bank balance. My question is, when are central service fees normally paid? So, you know, that is, you said that we paid through February, and they were paid in March. So when would the March fees normally be paid?
Well, it varies. And after a big fundraising stint, there's usually a huge transfer that covers that period. Other months where there isn't fundraising specifically, you know, during the month, we may not actually transfer any money to the national office, but they will have our CPB money. It's not automatic that every month we pay it on the 20th or something like that. But in fact, after the February fundraising, the CFO requested that we pay it by March 20th. That was her deadline during that month.
Okay. And so I was, so what was the $60,000 that was paid on Friday for?
Toward network expenses.
That
means KPFA has money, other stations do not, and the national office says to KPFA, we need $60,000 of your money. We didn't know whether you use the term request or demand. We were trying not to be inflammatory, but it's a demand. It isn't something that we can say no to.
And then I think there must be an error somewhere on the front page because it talks about $681,000 in CPB money, but that's the total of retained funds, and I don't that so
CPB and other money.
Oh, and other monies.
That
got it.
One
okay.
Of the corrections.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Never mind. Okay. So I'll let Barbara handle this part.
Okay, Sasha.
So I'm a little confused. So there's a total of $681 that are CPB and other funds that are being retained by Pacifica?
Mm-hmm.
And how much of that are actual funds that we have to pay?
The first item, you know, before you get to the total in that column, the first item is for a whole year. It already happened the last fiscal year. She's giving us a picture of 16 months worth. In other words, last fiscal year plus the first 4 months of this fiscal year. So in this fiscal year, in other words, last fiscal year is done. It happened. This year, at least 100,000 of this is a bequest, which matured. And as far as what the other 144,000 is, I believe it'll show up in the financial statements here when I get to them.
So we have a total of this year of 244,500, mm-hmm. roughly.
At this point, yes.
At this point, that is being held by Pacifica over and above central services.
Correct.
That are due.
Right.
That are due, actually due, rather, you know. That
yes.
Oh, rather than, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we don't know exactly all of what makes up that 244.
We do. I don't right now on the top of my head. I'll refer to this other statement. Okay, Tracy, you had something?
Yeah, a couple of things. Okay. So you're apparently doing an analysis on your tech expenses. Has your analysis unearthed the reason for the $13,000 internet connection in February? For the previous 4 months of the fiscal year and every month going back I can remember, it cost $149 a month. In February of 2012, it cost $13,223. It seems to me that that's the sort of thing that by April 6th should have gotten someone saying, oops, what got overposted there? So that's one question that I have. Above and beyond that, my understanding is that the $100,000 bequest was already remitted back to KPFA. Are you sure that your information is accurate there, and do you have any documentation that it wasn't? Would be the second question, because I don't think that's the case. Otherwise, the development expenses. So the third question is, this has come up before under credit card discount fees. If you look at the month of February, you have negative $43, which means that you did not process a single credit card payment for the entire month of, let's see, the February, that would be January. Is that even technically possible? I continue to think there have got to be some posting errors here. I mean, this is an entity that is bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue every month. I mean, how is it possible that you don't process one credit card in a 30-day period of time? It doesn't make intuitive sense. And I think when you get to the bottom of these development expenses, you will find some posting errors. And we've been talking about this since February. It's April, so I'm hoping that we'll figure out what they are already so we can fix them. In terms of errors in Excel formulas, just to be clear, the projections from last year are from the last fiscal year are identical to the projections for this fiscal year. And the projections from last fiscal year was the money that we actually spent in fiscal year 2011. We didn't have a 50% shortage. So to say that we're spending 50% of our development expenses because of errors in Excel formulas strikes me as a bit strange and probably not the real reason for what's going on. So I would encourage you to keep searching for the real reason why you're not expensing what you would expect to be expensing. I don't think it's errors in Excel formulas because the Excel formulas have not changed. And materially, this didn't happen in fiscal year 2011, fiscal year 2010, fiscal year 2009, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you could answer the question about the $13,000 internet connection and the documentation regarding the non-payment on the $100,000, which I can pursue nationally, that would be great.
The documentation on what?
The $100,000 bequest that you're saying is not handed over when it was reported to the Finance Committee that it had been handed over some time ago. So if you could document that it hasn't been, we'll pursue it. And also, it would be nice if periodically, maybe quarterly, we could actually get the bank reconciliation attached to these financial statements.
The bank reconciliation for
the bank
our
reconciliation
accounts?
Done by the business manager. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there should be some financial oversight that those are done on an ongoing basis. Mm-hmm. Quarterly would be perfectly reasonable. So internet connection and the rest, I guess, is paperwork. So that would be a follow up.
I think it's a little strange to make the bank reconciliation so public, but it is done. I can confirm that they are done. It's just that we now have our meetings on the first Saturday of the month, so there is no way that she's able to reconcile the month that just finished in time for our meeting.
Turn on your microphone, please. Oh, yeah. This is an end of February financial statement. It's April 7th, so the
date of the money that I gave you was for yesterday.
I know. What I'm saying is the previous completed one would be perfectly sufficient. And I think it could be, you know, stapled to the report.
All right. Now, as far as the $100,000 being handed over to KPFA, it was not handed over to KPFA. It is credited to our interstation account. Yeah. So, don't use the term handed over because it wasn't. We don't have it. It's not ours to spend. Well,
credited
okay.
Against
now,
future.
I take your note about the possible posting errors in development. I disagree with you about them, and we are working on analyzing that account more. So, we'll find out whether there are.
And the $13,000
and the $13,000 internet connection. There were a number of reclassifications of expenses since we had started discussing the accounts that the work that Roger Marquis does that are the accounts that are impacted by the expenses that he's accumulated.
So these are payments to Roger that are the internet connection.
I'm not sure exactly what the $13,000 is, but I do know Maria had another chart. I didn't want to inundate you guys with more paperwork, but it is available to look at of the expenses that she has reclassed from one account to another. So some of these totals may look strange, and eventually we will get these better explained. Maria also wanted me to reiterate her invitation that anyone who wants to talk to her about the financial records, please make an appointment, come in. She's very happy to talk about these things with you. And anyway, she's available. Okay, are there any, Sasha?
So we have $250,000 in the bank.
Which, yesterday, yep.
And
we have to spend 50 of it.
And about 55,000
is about to be paid.
And then we have payroll at the end of the month, and then we're into fund drive again. So what does it look
well,
like?
Well, we do have income coming in all the time.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are.
So what does it look like? What shape are we in between now and the next fund drive, I guess, is my question.
Well, let me say this. Maria has a better sense of the flow as it's coming, the cash flow in and out, than I do. And I know that she was concerned when the national office wanted this $60,000. In fact, I think they wanted more than that. And she said, well, we could deal with a $50,000 contribution. And so they came back with 60, and that was how it got settled. So I know that she, if the payroll were jeopardized, she would have been screaming. She would have resisted a great deal to.
Well, it appears superficially, I mean, it appears like we're in good shape to me.
I think. But as far as cash flow, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so too. Except, what is Andrea?
It just looks to me like Andrea was going to ask.
Are you are you looking at
yeah,
that one?
Okay.
Let's look up.
Okay,
let's look at this. All right. Now I said I was going to.
This is the income statement.
Income and expenses. So the first page, as you remember, is a summary of the things with more explanation on the next pages. And there's one little thing on the front page there where there was a $10,000 grant in November, and that was asked about the last meeting. And it is a donation, really, from a high donor who called it a grant, and it just has not been moved yet. Following on that same line, year-to-date, we budgeted $19,000 in grants, expected, but that is total. Yes, it's just guesswork. So now, let's see. I have to find the things that anchored here. There should be a place where we find the 92,445. Should have written notes on some of this. Okay.
So year to date is projections. Is that it?
Year to date is two columns on year to date. One is what we've actually raised and spent, and the other is year to date what we budgeted, which we thought we would have.
Yeah, projections.
Have. Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, you said year to date is projections, but the only thing that's projections is the budget.
Yeah, the budget.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Yet. Okay. Let's see. Well, I can't find them now, but here we go. Oh, I know. On the sixth page, the shared services are broken down between what we owe or and pay to the National Office and to the Pacifica Radio Archives. And if you add together January and February. No, that's not right. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not good. I can't remember where how to do this. The figure of central services for the first part of this year of $150,000 is, I should be able to find it in this statement, and I can't at this point. I'm sorry. It is here. Maria showed me yesterday. Tracy, you're such a good one with these. Do you know what I'm trying to do here? Well, I'm trying to point out the figures that are on this little chart on the one-page thing and where they relate to the financial statement. I know there was a place where I saw the $700,331. No, I'm sorry. It's the not. It's not that. That's for the both years. It's the 150. Anyway, you guys, let's just look at this, and next time I'll make myself a better key. Okay, so as you can see, we are we have some amounts of money we have not spent that we budgeted for, but not very much. And if we're, no, at the bottom of the first page, we are over about $5,800 as far as the difference, you know, deducting our expenses from our revenue. Salaries are still a little more than what was budgeted for this period. And if you turn the page and look at the breakdown, you see that we have not raised as much in listener support as we expected. However, website income is more than we expected. Major donor income is a goodly portion. Car donations, that's very interesting. I think there was some speculation that we had over-budgeted or over-speculated about car donations, but it looks like they're keeping up and, in fact, have exceeded what we thought. But all of our miscellaneous, including miscellaneous income down to the bottom, we have, in fact, raised less by $65,000 than we had speculated at this point. But this is only 5 months, and, of course, we'll have to see what's going to happen in the rest of the fiscal year. Now we have the salary section, and we are a little over in that. Not too much. And I know that, Akio, you put up an email I didn't get to read thoroughly, but I skimmed it this morning, and it makes points that you've made before, calling for fewer staff. But there is a report that has been circulated to the Finance Committee, and I'm not quite sure We're not really through analyzing that, and I'm not quite sure how, when it would be, the information would be shared with the LSB, but it's what's called the headcount report, and it has on it the number of individuals being paid at every station and the number of FTE, or full-time equivalents. And we haven't had a chance to deal with it yet in the business office, but Maria has her own count that she keeps because of preparing payroll.
Excuse me. Hey, keep the personal conversations in writing.
Yeah, write notes to each other.
Thanks.